And that is not a concert, it's three concerts coming up with Chorale Coeur d'Alene, two this weekend in Spokane, in Coeur d'Alene, and one next weekend in Spokane. And we'll get into all those details in a little bit. Let's begin with kind of the attitude, the mood, and the approach of this concert that's coming along that begins this weekend.
Sing ye praises, sing ye praises, sing ye praises to our King. Oh, sing ye praises, sing ye praises, sing ye praises to our King, sing our praises. Oh, sing ye praises, sing ye praises to our King and ruler. Sing ye praises, sing ye praises, sing ye praises to our King.
Music there by Aaron Copland, Sing Ye Praises, which is among many pieces in this wonderfully American concert that is taking place with Chorale Coeur d'Alene. And let me tell you the times and places on that. And that is this Friday at 7 o'clock and Saturday at 2 o'clock. And those are both at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene. And then they come to Spokane next weekend, next Saturday at 2 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church. Stan McDaniel, the conductor of Chorale Coeur d'Alene. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Brother.
And you're nicely in the middle. You've been spending a couple of months deeply immersed in this music, haven't
you? That's true. Yeah. It's been a real adventure, and I'm very excited about it. Some challenging things on the program. The chorale is just outdoing themselves. They're singing beautifully, and it's going to be quite exciting.
Yes, and in there's something about November, Thanksgiving, and all this that it feels like an American music concert is really appropriate.
Yeah, there is that, and really, I think one of the kind of amazing things that's happened. That you can't plan is we began work in August on this the Chichester Psalms, which of course is in Hebrew, and then the tragedy in Pittsburgh, and it just seemed like all of us were taken aback by that, and then really swept away by this beautiful music of Bernstein and the message of peace and reconciliation that we all need to hear. And so that's been a powerful part of this preparation for the concert as well.
And you're doing the entire Chichester,
yes,
Chichester Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a taste of this wonderful piece by Leonard Bernstein, Movement 3 of Chichester Psalms.
Thank you.
right there in that opening choral section of the third movement of Chichester's Psalms that we were hearing, all that magic of Leonard Bernstein, Stan McDaniel with me, is that it must be just amazing to inhabit that piece, isn't it, to be inside it?
Oh, it truly is. It truly is, yeah.
And also, as we were talking, the fives that sound so regular and inevitable,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1,
yeah.
2, it's just sounds like the only way it could be.
Well, you know, at times he reminds me of... Well, this is a little bit of a stretch, but
go ahead.
But he reminds me of the Renaissance polyphonic composers in the sense that he writes so beautifully to the text rhythm, and so while the time signatures at times can look challenging, in fact it sings with the words very well, you know. Just wonderful stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's stay with Bernstein, since obviously he's been appropriately celebrated so deeply a few months ago. But and I'm sure that weighed into your your whole decision here too. So, Mass, which has so many elements and so many attitudes and so many moods, how are you treating some of Mass?
Well, we're doing two selections from Mass. We're doing a simple song, which. Is, I think, one of the most beautiful tunes in the whole work. And then there's this amazing moment as for those that don't know the work, it involves art, drama, ballet, every conceivable type of artistic expression. It's not just a choral work. But there's this amazing point when you have the a cappella chorus come in singing this chorale, but it's a 20th century chorale, very definitely, called Almighty Father. And it's a beautiful moment, and it again comes back to this theme of reconciliation and peace.
One of the many magical moments of Bernstein's Mass, and one of the pieces that will be on this concert series, which is Friday night and Saturday afternoon in Coeur d'Alene, then a week from Saturday here in Spokane of Chorale, Coeur d'Alene, with Stan McDaniel, the conductor of the chorale. And so then it's kind of an interesting evolution. It used to be called Northwest Sacred Music Chorale and the great tradition of sacred music, but by changing the name, you've allowed the definition to expand a little bit, including that you could then use Bernstein's Take Care of This House. Talk about that inclusion.
Yeah, our goal is not to change really our DNA. We try in our concerts to always inspire and to lift spirits up to a different plane, whether through sacred or secular music, but we do both. And right in this concert, the second half after intermission will be much more secular oriented. There are these two wonderful Bernstein songs, that one of which I have loved almost forever, that most people don't know, I don't think, but it's a medley of Take Care of This House from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a show that Bernstein scored, and then My House from Peter Pan.
Bernstein's music, which we've just been hearing, that medley between Build My House and then My House, the first from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the second from Peter Pan. With Stan McDaniel, who put this concert together, and I don't know, there's about 15 pieces on the concert. You're doing a lot of things. But yeah. Before we leave this, as a cello obbligato, start telling me kind of about the whole fabric, all the things you're weaving into this concert for people and instruments and all kinds of things.
We have numerous soloists on the program, but our featured organist on the program is John Bodinger, which is a well-known organist in this region, one of the finest organists I've ever worked with, an accompanist. And then we're going to have Philip Poling, who is probably not familiar to most people, but Philip is a marvelous young countertenor who will be the tenor soloist on the Chichester Psalms. We're bringing in Jana Engel from Chihuahua, who will be our harpist. I'm really excited to get an opportunity. I've heard really good things about her playing, but she'll be our harpist for the entire concert.
Is it a pedal harp or a
Celtic? Pedal harp. Yeah. And this incredible, almost unknown setting of The Lord is My Shepherd by Randall Thompson that he wrote late in life. It features the entire accompaniment is harp and chorus, and absolutely glorious. I'm excited about that. So we've got a lot of variety.
And the composers, and then a few others. Morton Lordson's setting of James Agee's poem, Sure on This Shining Night. That's kind of becoming a real choral classic by now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and it's such a wonderful way to end a concert because of the I wanted to include one Lordson piece because of the fact that he really represents the end game of the 20th century in terms of great choral composers, and certainly falls within the tradition of Copland, Thompson, and Bernstein. Mm-hmm. So, just
right. And then about Copland, because you're using Aaron Copland in.
Yes.
Well, we opened with one aspect of Aaron Copland today, but talk about the range of Aaron Copland, because we don't always think of him as choral composer.
Oh, yes. Well, he writes beautifully for the voice. And Vern, I know you would agree with this, but there are many composers who do not write so beautifully
right,
for
of course,
the voice.
Yeah.
But Copland does, and the thing that excites me about to start with the piece that we open with represents the very beginning of Copland. He is in Paris studying with Nadia Boulanger, who had such a huge influence on him, developing his own style rather than trying to write like someone else. Very important for Aaron Copland. During the Depression and moving into World War II, he developed a name for himself writing soundtracks for movies and things. And along the way discovered, that he wanted to develop this uniquely American Copland style that has a lot of folk elements and rhythm and jazz influences. And so that in the second half of the concert, we're doing two pieces from his wonderful opera. I will tell you, if you haven't experienced it on the stage, it's very long, but it is a wonderful opera, The Tenderland. And we're doing two marvelous choral moments from that, The Promise of Living.
Which also exists as one of his old American songs.
Exactly, yeah. And then we're doing Stomp Your Foot.
And so these are things that are on this concert, these three concerts, and that is in Coeur d'Alene this weekend, Friday night at 7, and then Saturday afternoon at Trinity Lutheran Church. And talk about using that venue.
Well, it's a marvelous acoustical venue, and I would encourage people who can to experience the concert there, because I think the time is coming when we're going to have to move to a larger facility just because of the size of the chorus. But this concert's going to be magnificent in that space. And but it's wonderful acoustic, wonderful lighting, the atmosphere, the stained glass, everything about it is great.
And what a lovely problem if you're if the chorus is growing out of its clothing, as it will. And then and then coming to Spokane, and talk, this is about what, the last two or three years that this choir has been expanding its geographic base.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's our goal is to be a regional chorus that does a broad variety of choral music and that focuses really on choral music. And so we feel like that's kind of our unique job description.
And so we'll go out with the Aaron Copland piece that you were describing, Stomp Your Foot. Stan McDaniel, the conductor of Chorale Coeur d'Alene, and these three concerts, once again to repeat, it's Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and then a week later in Spokane at First Presbyterian Church, also on Saturday afternoon, which would be the 17th. So thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Vern.
And here is Aaron Copland, maybe in a style we wouldn't quite expect. Let's find out.
Mrs. Moss, a funny feeling. strange is going on. Them two men you talked about before, then these two men show up like this so soon. Have you ever seen them round here before?
Not me. Why, Mrs. Moss, you really think so?
I have a feeling. Things they said, things I heard. The sheriff could clear up my mark.
Won't hurt for me to bring the sheriff round for a few questions. I'll go right now. You rest easy.
Fast, Mr. Splinter,
right.
So they won't have
right.
Time to miss you. So nice they seem, yet I feel it is them. The chances that we take, have I the right to make an just on feeling, I hope I'm wrong.
There we go, a fragment of that, which comes from Copland's opera, The Tender Land. That was Stump Your Foot that we were just hearing. Again, over the last half hour, we've heard some examples of the things that will be on the program on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and then the following week in Spokane, Saturday afternoon of Chorale Coeur d'Alene. The performances this weekend are at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene.